This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Tuesday, October 14th. This just in, the Sheriff's Office and Animal Protective Services are seeking a woman in a uniform. She claims to be from APS. The woman has reportedly told multiple residents that she intends to shoot their dogs. The woman is driving a small blue SUV. If you spot the individual, call 911 or 910-642-5111. Cleanup is continuing after flash flooding hit Whiteville and Chaffern Sunday and Monday. The coastal storm dumped between 6 and 9 inches of rain across Columbus over the weekend. Virtually all of the town of Chaffern was flooded Sunday night, where 9 to 12 inches of rain were reported. Several businesses along Fraser and Pecan Streets in Whiteville had more than a foot of water inside. Madison, Franklin, and Lee Streets, along with several side streets, reopened in Whiteville today. DOT crews are still repairing rural roads after inspecting and making repairs on the main routes through the county. The North Carolina Division of Emergency Management is assisting Whiteville and Chaffern with damage estimates. High-clearance vehicles and boats from fire departments and the sheriff's office made 22 water rescues Sunday night into Monday, including one woman who was trapped for several hours in her vehicle. In other news today, deputies recovered 70 shell casings from a reported drive-by shooting that was apparently kind of like target practice on Clyde Norris Road Friday. Witnesses described two males and one female suspect who stopped in the roadway and fired multiple shots. The suspect vehicle was identified as the same gray Dodge Charger seen at a Brunswick County homicide. No injuries or property damage were reported here. The incident is under investigation. A man is wanted after allegedly punching his mother with a chain wrapped around his fist. The woman called 911 after her son became angry, began threatening other people in the home, and then assaulted the woman. She sustained a laceration to the head. The suspect is still being sought by law enforcement. Whiteville City Council tonight will consider two changes to streets in the city. The board will consider a resolution to support lowering the speed limit to 35 miles per hour on Madison from Soul Swamp all the way to Love Mill. That's part of the Madison Street Roundabout Project. The council is also being asked to consider eliminating street-side parking on Franklin from Walter to Main Streets right there at the License Plate Agency. The board will also receive an update on the plans to improve stormwater drainage by cutting a new culvert through the railroad bed on Canal. The Wildlife Resources Commission is asking for information about sightings of armadillos, the invasive armored possums. They're not really marsupials, but that's what folks call them. While they have been confirmed in much of the state, including Columbus County. Go to ncwildlife.gov for a map of sighting locations and to find out how to submit your own report. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque on October 17th at 10 a.m. The plaque's being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a catfish plate sale Friday. Plates are $10 each. To purchase tickets, contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. All proceeds go towards helping support the church. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.